Hey, Amir.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag-and-drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional-looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash... way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym.
It's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so
it's fitness now.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Let's start this episode. Luckily, things continue to get real, so I feel like you guys will like this one. I really do.
Me too.
Enjoy.
Cheers.
I've never seen a smoke show in the flesh. And I'm always swiping right on Tinder. And I'm not proud of my problem. That's why I turn to you and not my friends or family. And every question's like, help me, save me, tell me what to do, please, what now and how? Can you sort me out, pal? Hashtag doe,
hashtag
without
doe.
Putting me on blast. And
not
every answer's
blast.
Like, oh well, calm down, we can help you sort this out, don't fear. I'm Amir the Pinch and I are right here. If I were you,
if I were
I'd
you,
listen to our podcast show. Things will always get real,
real.
Every Monday listening,
Monday listening.
We can tell you
on our show, if I were you,
go and seize the cheese.
Seize the
email
cheese.
Us in your questions, please.
Email
for advice from Jews.
From Jews.
From Jews.
If I were you, the podcast show.
Dope. Lord.
That was actually Lord.
She submitted finally.
Yeah, she's
been submitting for a long time, but she finally got on.
Yeah, we had a very long queue for Lord to get on, but she finally waited 80 episodes and we finally had on Lord.
Wow.
Just kidding, that wasn't Lord. It was Ilana, Isla, and Danny.
That was great. Love the harmonies, guys.
You know they are conjoined triplets.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, they didn't say that in the email, but you can sort of tell just by how simpatico they were.
Yeah, like the voices, they were all really close together.
Right, like at least, at the very least, their mouths were close, or at the very least, it was edited to sound nicely.
Yeah, and at the very most, they're conjoined triplets.
Yeah, which I don't think is a thing. Scientifically, anatomically, but at the very least, they're conjoined triplets.
I'll ask Google.
Yeah, you're asking Jeeves right now if conjoined triplets are a thing. Why couldn't it be if there's conjoined twins and there are triplets? Why not conjoined triplets?
I'll tell you why.
Because.
Oh, no. These are some pictures I really didn't want to see. I did not want to see this.
Wait, what did you search?
Just the picture that shows up is not nice.
But is it of a conjoined triplet?
I don't think... no. I don't think so.
I don't even think this is an omelet.
I think there's a lot of conjoined twins with like a third triplet that's like...
Yeah.
I have to stop.
The lucky non-conjoined one.
Yeah, like conjoined twins and then the other baby.
Yeah, but not like all three people conjoined.
No, that didn't happen.
Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
You wanted to, or I thought it would be cool if you took the lead this episode. Thoughts?
Yeah, you did. I love it.
And?
And here we go. Let's get started. You guys, you find yourself in sticky situations, you email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We do our best to offer you advice.
Nice. Good job.
Thank you. That was concise. You know what? I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to say it was concise. It was perfect.
It sounds like you are sugarcoating it.
It was concise. You said everything you needed to say. It was concise, informative, eloquent even. And no, I'm not going to use all these adjectives.
You're not going to sugarcoat it?
I'm done with it.
You're not going to sugarcoat
it? One adjective that you needed for that intro, perfect. That's how you describe it.
That is sugarcoating it.
That's not sugarcoating it.
You're not going to sugarcoat it, but it's perfect?
Yes.
It's like, say, I don't want any sugar on this donut. I'm just going to drown it in sugar.
No.
Yeah.
You don't know jack shit about donuts or intros.
I can't believe you're already letting this go to your head.
Sorry it took you 80 episodes to give the microphone to a big boy and let a real guy do it.
That's not sugarcoating it. Now you're finally getting it.
All right, so here we go. Let's get started. Figure why not. A lackey. What's a name for these folks?
Is the first person a female or a male?
The first person is a female.
Okay, let's call her Blossom.
All right. So we don't know what the theme is, but we'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Would you say we're giving these real emails
fake names?
Yeah, okay.
To preserve their
anonymity.
Anonymity.
Their anonymousness. Yeah.
Blossom writes, "Hey guys, so there's a guy that I've liked on and off for a while, and he..."
Oh, all right. Tripping over the
We're
first
gonna
hurdle.
We're going to edit that out.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. Fuck.
Hey, all
now
right.
You have to edit it out, don't you?
I'll definitely bleep those words.
Easy does it. "Hey guys, so there's a guy that I've liked on and on for a while, and he and his girlfriend finally broke up, and I'm ready to make a move. Seems easy, right? Well, recently, a guy that I've hooked up with before wanted to hang out, and I made the plans before knowing that that first guy was single again. I like the first guy enough that I would like to date him, but I really would enjoy hooking up with the other guy because I know it would be great. Would it be okay if I hook up with the second guy and then try to get at that first one? They do know each other, but they're not best friends or anything, so I doubt there would be a problem in the future, but it's still something to think about. Thanks in advance. Blossom."
So she has two guys that she wants to be with.
Right.
One guy that she wants lost long-term, we'll call that guy number A.
Yeah, A guy.
And guy number B is just
this
guy.
On the pedestal.
Yeah, that she can hook up with.
Uh-huh.
She wants to know she should get B out of the way and then start with A.
Or does she think... Is hooking up with B compromising A too much and to not even do it?
Yeah. Interesting. Two schools of thoughts.
Yeah. Well, the reason I found this question to be particularly interesting is it's so – guys would just do this thoughtlessly.
They would hook up with two girls.
Yeah, of course. Like simultaneously. These two girls and then more girls that they don't like and girls that they hate. She's such a beautiful soul.
Well, I would be afraid to do that. I'd be afraid to hook up with a girl that I like's friend.
They're not friends. They just know each other.
Yeah, knowing each other. Because then the first person will tell the second person.
Well, no.
And then I'd feel like I couldn't get with the second person.
What?
I feel like if I hook up with someone, if I have a crush on someone, I wouldn't want to hook up with someone that person is friendly with.
But you're... not considering that she has a crush on this other person too. You can have multiple crushes.
Right.
That's normal.
But she says one guy's more long term.
Well, I don't know, because he's not thinking anything. He just got out of a relationship. So, I don't think you should not live your life based on what might happen as long as this other guy is cool with it. I think you should just do what you want, and then then it'll all work out.
So you're saying go for the sure thing.
Do what you want to do. It sounds like she wants to hook up with this guy and then go after this other dude. She can hook up with multiple people. She can make out with this one dude. She can call the other dude the next day. There are no rules. And guys aren't playing by these rules. So don't make them up and then stick to them when, like, she's complicating the game.
Instead of just doing whatever she wants.
Yes.
But don't you think hooking up with a guy who knows a guy compromises hooking up with the second guy?
No.
Like, if somebody hooked up with me, wouldn't you not want to hook up with them?
No, that would make me want to hook up with them more.
If a girl hooked up with me, that would make you want to hook up with her more?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. It's sexy in a way.
I don't want to. Don't you not want my quote-unquote seconds?
You're turning a woman into a buddy? Okay. Interesting. Interesting. That's a third school of thought that Amir has just broached. That
of course, I would never call
women
them
are
that.
Food.
A bowl of chili to be consumed, and you are just eating the quote-unquote sloppy version of that food again.
The seconds that you carelessly toss aside in this fantasy, this egotistical.
Of course, I would never refer to them as that. That's why I quoted chauvinist ass.
Well, I see what you're saying. It's like, you know, but everybody is seconds, thirds, fourths by that standard.
But
it's
not
like,
to people that you know.
But you don't.
I don't want to hook up with someone that my friend is hooked up with.
Why?
I don't know. Let me think for a second. I don't know why. Why don't I not want to do that? If somebody has.
Because it's like some competitive thing. Like you want to be like, I got this girl and nobody else could.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's could. I don't know what it is. Like, if somebody had slept with you, I wouldn't want to have slept with them.
All right. Say, what's your favorite pizza place in New York City?
Lombardi's.
Just because I've eaten at Lombardi's and Dave ate at Lombardi's and Streeter loves Lombardi's, does that mean that that pizza is less delicious?
Well, I don't want to eat your leftover pizza.
It's not leftover pizza. It's still the same hot pizza. It's delicious pizza. Her hooking up with someone doesn't make her like an incomplete meal. It
yeah.
Doesn't make her
every
cold leftovers.
Every time she sleeps with you, she's losing a bit
you're
of
always,
herself.
Ladies, you're always a hot pizza. You understand that? Nobody makes you a cold pizza. You're never leftovers. You're always a delicious meal. Sometimes you might feel like leftovers, but go out there, take a shower, go on a jog, put your face on, and all of a sudden, oh my God, you're another delicious pizza.
Take a shower, then
you
got to take
meal.
A jog?
Yeah. You know what? I don't know. I don't know exactly how to clean myself, but I do know that women aren't food. And if they are, they could be good. Yeah. They don't have to be leftovers.
Yeah, you just told me they were pizza. Why are you yelling at me
now? I also told people to go on a run after they shower. I don't always know exactly what I'm saying, but I think the overarching statement is there.
Okay. So you're saying just because a girl or a guy has hooked up with a friend of yours, that doesn't make them any more or less desirable.
Right.
Does it make them more desirable?
Not necessarily more desirable. And I'll say that if there was some girl who was hooking up with all of our friends, I might be less inclined. Well, not me, but I could see someone being less inclined.
One should be.
Right.
See, that's the thing. Let's switch the genders so we're not stereotyping here. If there's a guy that slept with all of a female's friends, she shouldn't want to sleep with him, right?
Theory. Or maybe that just makes someone curious. They're like, I wonder what the hype's about. I wonder why everyone's sleeping with this dude or with this girl.
That makes me think like zero is the best amount of friends and infinity is the worst amount. And as you get closer to infinity, the worse it is. If they slept with one friend, it's slightly bad. Two, three, four, it's getting worse and worse
you
and
made
worse.
Math into sex into math again is what you did there.
You're doing it again.
You every time you make sex into math, I don't know what to do with my erection.
You made me hard for this theory, this numbers.
Maybe you're right. But I also think there's like there's a threshold that can be. You know, there's a grace period of like 0 to 3, maybe.
Right. 0 to 3 is the same.
Yeah. It's like, okay, everybody hangs out in like an incestuous
environment.
Group of people. Yeah. And that's just like how it works. You like work with people, you try to maybe sleep with them. You have a group of friends, you try to maybe sleep with some of them. And like you shuffle around. I mean, Rachel was with Ross and Joey.
Yeah, but nobody wanted her to be with Joey.
That's true, but Rachel had to explore that opportunity for herself.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say, is there a friend out there where if a girl had hooked up with him, you'd be like, oh, I don't want that girl?
Dave Rosenberg.
I just wanted a yes or no. You didn't have to name names.
Oh, sorry.
Dave Rosenberg damages goods.
Yeah.
He leaves pizzas ruined.
He ruins
pizzas.
I would say for me, he
in fact, you don't even eat at restaurants he ate. Completely abandoning the metaphor, you wouldn't even actually eat at Lombardi's had he eaten there.
Yeah, because you know he eats at Lombardi's and he drills it as hard as he can and he likes to choke it. So maybe it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I'm trying to I want to catch up to my actual view. Like, I want to practice what I preach.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm saying I really think it shouldn't matter.
If Dave had hooked up with a girl and you were interested, you would still go for it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
But I wonder what prohibits me from doing that.
So do I.
We'll never know.
A question for another podcast, my friend. Moving on.
Did we answer this girl's question?
I think it's fine, and you seem to think it's not.
If I were you, I wouldn't do it.
And if I were you, I would.
But that being said, you're you, and you should do it because I don't think people would look down on you if you did. It's not a bad thing.
Perfect. Moving on.
Thanks for keeping us on our feet, on our schedule, on our toes.
We are moving right along then.
Yes.
Okay. Question. You don't have to thank me for anything. We're just going to move along.
This is status quo.
I appreciate your gratitude.
Yeah.
Don't think it goes unnoticed.
And
it certainly goes noticed, but we have to move on. Okay?
Okay.
Your gratitude, and frankly, this platitude.
Yeah.
They are all welcome.
And I am ready to move on, and I think we shall
move on.
Okay, great.
I want to thank you for thanking me.
Okay, great.
Thank you for being you, and question the second, moving right along. I like this pace that we're on. I really do.
Me too.
This one comes from a guy.
Okay, we'll call him Joey.
Joey
writes,
whoa!
Nice!
Hey, dude, this was a two-parter question. Big fan of the show and web series. Oh, sorry. Hey, dudes, this was a two-parter question. Part one, I need some advice. I'm currently 15 years of age, turning 16 soon, and I've been training with a good friend for about 1 year to become a U.S. Army Ranger. The problem is, I don't know if that would be my best course of action. My brother, who I'm very close with, discourages me from pursuing a career in the 75th Ranger Regiment because he's concerned that I might get killed or severely wounded, but I have a passion for it, and every day I ache for the day that I can stand among the best of the best. My question is, should I try and obtain my goal of becoming a Ranger with my friend, who I know has got my back? Or should I go to college and get a degree in psychology? My time in the military could pay for some of my college, but what if I get killed while deployed? Rangers are currently still being deployed as they are special operations forces, and their operation tempo is very high. I know I could wait a couple years to get my degree and postpone my dream, but it's all I think about, and waiting a couple years seems like forever to me. Part 2. There's this girl that I like, and she likes me, but I'm not sure how to initiate a conversation. I want to get to know her. How would I go about doing this? Thanks. Any response would be greatly appreciated. Joey.
Let's answer the more important question first.
The chick.
So you Facebook message her, right?
Oh, this dude is like the most badass guy in the world. Like, I'm going to be a ranger. My friend's got my back, and it's all I think about. Also, I'm scared of women. Would I,
are there women on the other side?
How do I conversate one?
What if instead of weapons, they use women to talk to me? Then I'm going to be really screwed.
That's what the enemy needs.
Yeah, chicks.
Girls.
A cryptic Facebook message more dangerous than any missile. The dichotomy of a 16-year-old.
I only think about war and pussy.
And I'm all out of pussy. War and Pussy was actually the original name for War and Peace.
Amazing.
Yeah, I guess the publisher, Penguin Publishing, didn't want him to use pussy in the title.
That's fair.
Yeah, because it's crass.
Yeah.
It's rude.
It's
so
crass. It's a bad word.
Yeah, so they called it – first
it's
they
a
called
cuss
it
word.
Yeah, they called it penis and pussy. And then they realized they had changed the wrong word. And then they landed on War and Peace. So which question should we answer first?
I feel like we could answer
Is the second one literally just how do I start a conversation with a girl I like?
So just say, hey, that's it. We answered that one already.
But is it that easy?
I don't know. You write a Facebook message. She likes you? There's all the bets are off. There are no stakes. You could just go up and make a fart sound and it'll be
How do you know she likes him? Is that what it says?
Yeah, so she likes me too.
Oh.
Just walk up to her.
And then?
Hi.
Hi.
How's your day going?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Do you want to join the Rangers?
Yeah! Oh, hoorah! The other thing is, if it's something that you're really passionate about, it sounds like you don't necessarily need to make a decision this second since you're 15. Why don't you keep on training, see what's up, and then in a couple years, you'll make a decision.
Yeah, you can always go after your dreams at age 18.
Right, and you know, I was always too much of a pussy to enter the armed forces.
Yeah, so. or any level of defense, really.
Right. So you know. Of course, I would appreciate it if you had my back. It sounds like you're a tough dude.
Yeah, if you can protect pussies like me and Jake, that would be ideal for us. That way we can keep hanging out here with our microphones in between our cocks.
If you can protect us pussies, we will do our best to get you pussy. Go up to that girl and just say, hey, try that.
How's that for a trade-off? 3 years of service and we tell you to walk up to someone.
Thank you. Put your life on the line and we say hello.
Are we even, sir? Do I have to drop and give you 50? Yeah, that's funny that he's down to fight wars, but afraid of 16-year-old girls.
I fear neither death or bullets, but, I don't know. If a girl has, like, perky tits, it really throws me off.
I'm afraid if I say something weird or stupid or worse both, then she might not like me anymore. I want her to kiss my lips one day. I feel like that would make me happiest.
It's nice that your brother's concerned about you. I think you could maybe have a conversation with him and say, like, I love that you care about me, but if you really care about me, you should want me to feel fulfilled, and being a Ranger is what is going to make me feel that way. And I think the best thing I can do is keep on training so I can be the best Ranger that I can be, and if I can do that, then, you know, you shouldn't have to worry about me.
Yeah, that's what you should say to your brother, who I think is a traitor.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be. Holy shit.
It was a joke?
Like, I think about my brother doing that, and I'd be like, don't.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want my brother doing that either.
It's tough. But, I mean, also at the same time, thank God there's people out there that do want to do it, because that's...
Yeah, not all of us cannot do it.
Right.
That wouldn't work out either.
If we all didn't do it, then we'd be fucked.
Ideally, everyone but me and my brothers would do it.
That is.
And then the second layer is none of my friends doing it.
Oh, God.
And then the third is fine if strangers do it. Go for your dreams.
Achieve your goals. Whee! Go for the girl. Go for your dreams. Moving on.
Whoa, you really do mean business today.
I fly.
I've never seen you this confident and cocky.
Thank you.
It's unbelievably unattractive.
Really?
Yeah. I hate it.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
I'll try to be less cocky.
Moving on.
I can be less cocky. I'm the best.
If anybody can,
I can make anything happen. If you need me to be less cocky, I will be, because no one's better than me and I can nail it.
Sure,
let's go.
All right, let's do less cocky then.
All right, moving on. Do you mind?
That's good.
All right, thanks. I don't even know. I'm trying my best. Is it all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's, if you don't mind, how about we move on?
Sure.
All right.
Question three.
Nailed it. This one comes to us from another guy.
Mr. Nick Russo.
Mr. Nick Russo writes, I'm just going to try to get to the point.
Oh, I like that.
Right? I've been dating this girl for a little over a year now, and her dad is a, air quotes, firefighter. He's rarely at the house because he claims he's always working at the firehouse. My girlfriend's house is massive, and I don't see how her dad's firefighter salary could afford it. The other day, I was watching porn, and I shit you not, I'm 99.9% sure we are talking Lysol sure that her dad was one of the actors in the exotic film I was watching. Should I tell my girlfriend that I think her dad is a porn star? Do you think that would offend her? Should I show her the video and see if she agrees the actor is a dead ringer for her dad? Any advice would help. Thanks. Mr. Nick Russo.
What do you think Lysol sure means? Like, that's how many germs Lysol kills?
Yeah, I guess Lysol gets like 99.9% of the bacteria.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's their slogan.
Yeah, don't tell her that her dad is in porn. There's two possible outcomes. One, you're right, and it's the worst thing ever. Two, you're wrong, and it's almost as bad as being right, because you admitted to A, watching a porn that looked like her dad, and then B, to sitting her down and saying, accusing her father of being a porn actor.
Right, and you're a tattletale who told on the dad who's in the porn. Definitely just don't tell anybody. Also, Do you think male porn stars make really great salaries that can afford houses?
Yeah, I would say firefighters, I hope, do better than porn stars, right?
If there's anything just in society. Most dude porn stars are doing it for free.
Yeah.
And their rates are certainly lower than a woman's.
They sure both dress like firefighters, so I can see why you'd be confused. That's a good question. Do porn stars make more than firefighters? If everything is...
Male porn stars, I don't think do.
Male porn.
Well, I don't know anything about being a firefighter because, like we discussed in the last question, I am a pussy. So I would be afraid of fighting fire.
Yeah.
I'm also afraid of fighting, the axis of evil.
Sure. Basically anything, really.
Right. I'm afraid of fighting everything. But definitely, it seems like if you're a firefighter captain or something, you make a good salary. You have like benefits. You're in a union.
Yeah, and who knows where this person lives?
Right.
Maybe this big house is not like in a prime part of the world where he can afford it on a firefighter's salary.
Yeah, he might have gotten a loan from the bank and he's like making payments. And
yeah, also inheritance.
Fighting fires. And how dare you accuse him of being a porn star just because he's hustling to make a living for his family and saving the community from flames, and you're like, I think he's fucking people on camera.
I swear.
This dude is putting out fires and you're masturbating to videos of fire of guys that look like him.
In a cool little video, it would be like the dad holding on this hose, right? He's like holding this thick hose, yeah. And then he's like, all right, ready guys? 3, 2, 1, smash cut to guy or a kid with a limp dick in his hand and cum coming out of it.
Yeah,
that's like the parallel there.
Right. I wonder if he saw the dad in this video and then continued to masturbate. That's the question.
That's a really
whoa, this is crazy.
Should I? This is him. Him fapping while writing us an email. I'll get to the point. Because
should I tell her? And also, should I finish,
sir? Permission to finish.
Can't squeeze out a drop without say so.
See, this is why you should only watch POV porn.
You'll never see the face of the dude.
Cover the face, fuck the base. You see the dick, wow. You don't see the nose, you don't see the eyes. It's as if you're there. Favorite POV porn site?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm asking me. Yes, I'm asking you.
My favorite POV porn site? I don't know. POVD is a really good one. POVD.com. HDPOV.com is pretty nice.
Yeah.
There's a...
What does the D stand for in POVD?
I think it's... I don't know. It's just making a simple domain. I know that like the audio is 3D or something, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
That especially means nothing. For the audio to be in three dimensions, yes, that's correct. It means nothing.
That means nothing?
Yeah.
It's like surround sound audio.
Yeah. Out of your computer speakers?
Well, I mean, I guess... I don't know. The audio's kind of cool.
Of course you thought it was cool because it said 3D.
Fine, dude. What do you jerk off to?
I jerk off to there's this really cool mixtape of the Spurs playing basketball, like team basketball.
Jesus Christ.
So like they like make some really crisp passes.
That's nice.
Which is
actually
pretty hot.
That does sound hot.
Top 10 Blake Griffin jams of 2010 to 2011.
You are getting hard. I can see your penis very well right now.
What should we tell this guy? Oh, yeah, I already did.
Don't say anything.
Don't bring up the fact that you saw your girlfriend's dad in porn.
Right. And also, it just looks like him. It's not him. Come on. They don't make porn. Like, no, of course not.
And even if it is, it's bad. It's a lose-lose. Your best bet is to forget you ever saw it.
That's correct.
But how are you going to do that? I guess you're going to have to watch so much more porn that you start to forget which porn you saw him in.
That should not be a problem.
Do you watch the same videos over and over, or do you like the uniqueness of a new video?
I go back and forth.
Yeah, faves.
But I like to search for new faves. It's like music, you know? You got your old hits, but you also want to want some new jams.
It's like you like top 40, but at the same time, it can't be the same top 40 forever.
That's right.
Speaking of music, do you remember the first, like, there are songs that are popular right now that I just assume that I've always heard, but, like, there had to have been the first time I heard Talk Dirty to Me.
Right.
Like, there was the first time they played that on the radio. There was the first time I heard Iggy Azalea's Fancy.
It's true.
But now I just assume that I've always known it.
It's kind of cool how it just, like, yeah, blends into it, the universe it, like that.
I want to see like waves of songs coming and going, top 40 songs, like a graph, an animated graph of like songs just sort of gliding up right into our lives. And
I'm
then
thinking about
out
porn, fantasizing about POV porn, and you're fantasizing about graphs.
Yeah,
that's like the visualization.
This is 3D audio, by the way, if you're wondering. It's the visualization of top 40 songs. So like you'll see them peak, pop, and then glide away, and then there's always that little bump, like at the end, like how you start hearing "Can't Hold Us Now" a little bit more. That it's like been a year, but like that there was 6 months there that they weren't playing it at all
because it's more like it's a summer jam.
Yeah, yeah, it's a summer jam.
It's a summer jam. People just like you don't listen to music during the winter.
There's no such thing as a winter jam.
Okay,
what's the song jam of the winter?
Holiday music. That's it. You got a couple heaven new tunes in Christmas, and then. Just hold your breath till May, baby.
It is funny. There's no songs like Calvin Harris's Winter. That doesn't exist.
No.
A solid winter hit. All right. You know what? Well, you tell me what it's time for.
Break time.
Break, break, break.
Moving
break
on.
What?
To the break.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, mm-hmm, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never, mm-hmm, complain or talk about, yes, it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a masquerade.
Mm-hmm. But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, mm-hmm, you get matched with a licensed therapist, mm-hmm, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on, yeah, this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark,
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, yes, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn.
And
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
What else?
We have a show next week. This week? We have a show this week on Thursday.
No, because this is Monday, June 2nd.
We have a show next week, next Thursday.
Thursday, June 12th at the UCB Theater in New York. And while reservations are sold out, you can still show up in a standby line and get in.
Right.
You're down to pack the house, right?
I want to pack the house.
Like, dangerously so, right?
Yeah, I want it to be a fire hazard that this porn star guy has to come and not put out.
Yeah, so much so. Stuff it's with so many people that, like, he can't even kick his way through. A dense wall of audience members.
That's what I would appreciate.
So thick that it's, like, 7 to 8 times what the capacity of the room allows for.
There we go.
Anything else? In general.
Yeah. I mean, how are you? How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine.
Good. We should stop talking to each other off podcast.
Right. We'll have a lot more to catch up on.
Yeah. So when we stop recording this episode, we should just go our separate ways for a week or two.
Right.
Experience life.
Uh-huh.
And then come back.
And catch up.
Yeah. And talk.
That would be cool. I had that idea for a podcast, which was all break podcast. No questions, just me and you chatting.
Oh, shit.
Chilling.
Imagine that like this, but for 40 minutes.
Well, maybe we could do like an oral history of you know, of us as a couple.
Oh.
As a couple of friends. Excuse me.
So like 40 minutes of us describing our friendship.
Yeah. And what we mean to each other. And how it came to be.
That sounds like it wouldn't be for everyone.
Definitely not for everyone, but maybe there's some people out there who would think it was cool.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it as like a bonus thing. You know what we should do is record another episode.
That's
true. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
We should ask Carnell to do that for us.
Mikey, please.
Next episode. Even if it's just a static 2-shot, there doesn't have to be much editing. That's what we did in that hotel in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
We just set up a camera. We can even do it on our phones.
We could.
And yet... We probably won't.
Amazing.
Isn't that insane?
So interesting.
No, let's do it.
Okay, fine.
I'll guarantee it.
Boom.
In June.
All right. Love it.
A video episode.
Come on, baby.
We're just not going to do it still. But now I'm a...
This guarantee means nothing.
I'm a renegsman. A renager.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
A re-Nigerian.
Moving on.
Re-Nigerian?
Moving on.
I thought that was the highlight of the entire episode at this point. And for you to cut me off with that.
I didn't. I reject it.
The haterade.
I reject it.
All right. Last question.
Okay. This is a question coming from a lady. Where are my girls at?
Shit, where are my girls at?
Where are my girls at?
Has anyone seen my girls?
I've lost my girls at.
There were I had two girls at here, and we were just at the American Doll store, and I haven't seen my girls at. Where the fuck are my girls at?
What happened to them?
Give me back my son's at. let's call her Jenna Von Oy.
Not six?
Not six.
Okay.
We're breaking the sixth wall.
Jenna Von Oy writes, Dear Jake and Omir.
Nice.
So my boyfriend is in his first year at uni, and I knew his moving away would be hard, but OMG, nothing could prepare me for this emotional turmoil. He's literally a diva roach. I mean, he never calls me when he says he will, and sure, he says he's doing work, but his Facebook pictures tell a different tale. He's obs going clubbing basically every night, probably with other girls. He even had the nerve to make some girls our special dinner, spicy rice bolognese. Like, WTF. I just wish he knew what it's like to be at home doing jack shit while he's living la vida loca and bettering his career. Basically, how can I make him pay me more attention? Is it wrong to try to guilt him into coming home or dropping out? Love the show. You're both smoke shows. Hashtag would bang.
She said La Vida Loca and left half hashtag she bangs off her email. It was
so.
Right there for her.
Sorry, buddy.
A low-hanging Ricky Martin-based fruit.
That's right.
Did you say...
You just called Ricky Martin a fruit.
No, I didn't.
Finally. You come out as a bigot and a homophobe.
Thank you, sir. Would you say her life has turned upside inside out?
I really do think, and you know what? There's no picture of her,
but you can tell that her lips
are they're devil red.
Yeah, yeah.
And her skin? It's the color mocha. Yeah.
Jenna Von Oy Vey.
Indeed.
Let me answer each one of her questions in a row. What was the first one? Is it wrong to guilt him into coming home?
Well, that wasn't the first one, but that was definitely one that you could answer.
Well, let's go one by one.
One by one, her questions are...
One.
Well, I guess the first question mark I see is like, what the fuck?
Okay. I'll tell you what the fuck. He's having fun at uni.
Basically, how can I make him pay me more attention?
Can't.
Is it wrong to try to guilt him into coming home or dropping out?
Yes. It is wrong to guilt him to come home and to drop out.
Right. So you are jealous because he's having fun at university.
Yeah.
And you want him to pay you more attention.
Yes.
And you want him to have less of a good time. You want him to drop out.
Yeah.
I think you should break up with him and try to better your life. Oh, she also said, like, while he's bettering his career.
So you know it.
That he's bettering himself, that he's having good life experiences. And there, rather than making you feel happy for him, you are feeling anxious, jealous, and you want him to have a worse time so you can feel better.
So what you have to do is, well, this guy's doing half of what we advise. We advise people to go off to uni and have the time of their lives as much as they can, but cut off their significant other. There's no need to still have one far, far away if you're having the time of your life without her.
Right.
At least he's not, like, not enjoying himself, staying at home, being miserable and blaming her.
Yes.
So he is doing something right, but he should probably have the decency to let her go.
Right.
Since he won't, she is feeling betrayed, annoyed, anxious, WTF'd about it.
Yeah.
So the best thing she can do is let this guy go before he breaks up with her. So
I'll try to stop hating her a little bit, because I think it's vile to say, how do I convince him to drop out of school? How do I guilt him into paying more attention? But I understand that you're feeling hurt, you're feeling slighted, you're feeling alone and scared and maybe a little coy.
Why?
I like adjectives.
I also like what he is literally a diva roach. No, he's not.
He's living still... La Vida Loca. But you're feeling sad, and I think that, like, all you can do is cut him free and try to give yourself an enriching experience.
Yeah,
you can't be dragged down by his happiness.
I ain't mad at her. All right, I'm just saying.
I got nothing but love for her.
What do you expect at this point? Like, you don't let him get you down, girlfriend. You got to use that to inspire. You got to make spaghetti bolognese with your own guy who's not at uni.
Boom.
You got to, instead of getting mad at him while you're at home, is try to outdo him, have a better life than he is having.
You have to become the diva roach.
Don't you understand? The metamorphosis isn't complete until you've diva roached yourself, until you're WTFing somebody else.
Upside, inside out, live la vida loca.
That song was everywhere and then went away. I think it's time for it to come back.
I'd like to see a graph of it.
I'd like to see a visual representation.
Please.
I really think that a techno remix of that song by Tiesto or David Guetta can really be the new song of the summer, 15 years later. So what's our suggestion for this girl? If you love something, let it go. And have as good a time as you can without it.
If you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours.
Yeah.
But it probably won't.
Yeah.
That's the saying.
Obviously, I mean, this guy's already not coming back to you, and he emotionally belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you let him go, you'll never see him again. But that's probably for the best.
And I let it go.
What do you think's in that bolognese?
Spicy. Ricey.
Ricey.
The ricey is quite spicy, and I find it to be nicey. It's a little bit enticey, and my head's looking a bit licey, but, you know.
Your head's actually looking very licey.
So licey, it's filled with micey.
Yeah, the licey have evolved into larger sort of rodents. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see, yeah.
That's enough.
You just scratch your head.
Go a little icy over there.
A little mouse did just skedaddle out of it.
Oh, man. Shit. That rodent. Look at that.
Freaking rodent.
Frickin' rodent scurrying away over there, eh?
Sometimes it's so obvious. For us, it's easy when you're out of a relationship.
Boom.
But that's why you write us in. Is that our show? You're the host.
Yeah, and I don't need the prodding.
Yeah.
I don't need the leading question. Is that our show?
Okay, because I cut it out, but we were sitting here for 2 minutes and you were staring at me.
What do I do now?
Yeah.
That is our show, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say thank you to Lord herself.
Who? Lord.
Of
the opening theme song?
Yeah, amazing. Who was that, though?
the names of the three lordsmen.
The opening theme song was lovely. It came to us from
Ilana, Isla,
and Danny.
And this last one comes to us from our perennial theme songstress, Aubrey Scott of the band
6C.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, you can listen to more 6C at sicksea.bandcamp.com. Think that URL is based on the American Pie joke?
Yes.
That's it. Thanks so much, guys. And again, that email address, if you have your own questions, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Thanks, everyone.
If you don't know where to turn, and if you've got a question burning, then send an email to ifiwereyou. 'Cause if I